ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. Association of American Railroads presents the delightful musical hit Mary, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest from the Metropolitan Opera, Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another memorable musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marlon Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Dorothy Kirsten,
do you remember the 20s?
Ha-ha, the 20s.
Yes, sirree, the 20s. The year of the exclamation point.
The days of Vilma Banky and Boop-Boop-Doo.
It was the heyday of the dare and the age of adoration.
Of Lindy and Babe Ruth and Valentino.
And more than anything, it was the era of the good times. And if you walk down Broadway to the Knickerbocker Theater on the night of October 18th, 1920, you would have seen in bright lights...
George M. Cohan presents Mary by Frank Mandel, Otto Harbach, and Lewis Hirsch. Curtain going up.
Oh, now, Mom, it's no toy. It's a practical working model of the perfect little greenhouse.
What's this?
Hey. Be careful, Mom. You'll break off my front porch. Here, have a peek through the front window. You see, Mom, it's
just a long way, cozy with stars, like a dove down on a farm. Then a kitchen where some rambler roses fall.
Now look in the side window.
There's a small room, a sea set of blue. That small room, leave room for two.
That would live in a house as tiny as this?
No, maybe not. But maybe, yes.
You don't have to work so hard on these things, dear.
Now, look, Mom, I don't want to live on the money badly. I want a career of my own. And if I can build houses like this model and make a lot of other people happy, why, well, then I'll be happy, too.
Well, think it up, but just for it, Mr. Lee. Hello, Jack.
Mary, I didn't even see you.
That's the first requirement of a social secretary.
Well, now, that's very sensible. As a matter of fact, I never knew a girl named Mary who wasn't sensible.
Maybe I'm the exception.
Well, I doubt it. You know, I can't figure out whether it's the girl that makes the name or the name that makes the girl.
Then I'm glad my name's not Eusonia or Anastasia.
Well, I'm glad, too.
How's your house coming?
Well, look at my mama.
Oh, it's a wonderful house. Who lives in it?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Very nice of you to ask us in, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, they're sorry they can't ask you to stay. There's no guest room.
It's the nicest house I've ever seen.
Now, do you think the people out in Kansas would like it?
Oh, yes.
Remember that summer I visited your folks out there?
How could I forget it? Do you really like Kansas?
Did I? Oh, I long for
for the simple song of that dear old Kansas farm.
The snow, the trees, and the water trees, and the cowbells wild along.
The prison crew and the wild roar of the youngsters out at play.
The windmills thump and the creeping thump help to swell the the geese
and
the
ducks,
the rovers
and
the chickens,
the cows and the cows, and then the cows and the moo in the calves of their
bawls, the
howlers,
the loons, the singers,
the
singers,
the singers, the singers, the
singers, the singers, the singers, the singers, the singers, the singers, the singers, the singers, the singers, the singers, the singers,
the singers, the singers, the singers, the singers, in Kansas, I love every time. The lobbies, the mansions, and all things that are. The roosters, the chickens, the geese, and the ducks.
All raising the chickens, the cattle, and pups.
And then the cows with their mooing, the cows with their bawls. The holler, the rooing, the pigs, and all. I've been by forever, the drummer, and old Kansas boy.
Yes, sirree. Kansas is a good place to grow anything.
Even presidents.
Jack, where are you?
I'm coming, Mom. See you later, Mary.
Bye. Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I wish I could live in a house like yours. You were in it, too. I'd do anything he wanted. If he wanted me to laugh, I'd laugh. If he wanted me to cry, I'd cry. Anything you want to do, do. When you feel like feeling blue, I'll be melancholy too. When you feel like feeling blue, all you have to do is say that you'd like to have me happy and happy for you. I will be your other self. All your wishes shall be mine. When you want me on the shelf, that is where I will reply. I will try to get your beauty. Anything you want to do, that's the thing that I will do for you. Oh, but he's not in love with me. So there's not much chance that a girl from Kansas will ever be as happy as you are, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Your money is all gone.
What did you say, Mr. Smith?
One of the holding companies went bankrupt.
Oh, it's not possible. What kind of an executive are you?
Well, now, Mother, don't worry a bit. I'll help you.
Oh, with what, Jack?
With my houses.
Oh, don't be silly. Nobody will ever buy those.
I have one suggestion. If Jack happened to marry somebody wealthy...
Mother, I will not marry for money.
Oh, dear.
Now, don't worry. I'll figure out something.
You can be so stubborn. If I only had a daughter. Daughters always do what their mothers ask them to do.
How about that social secretary of yours?
Mary? Of course. Oh, Mary, would you come in here, dear?
Did you want me, Mrs. Smith?
Tell me, Mary, if I were in trouble, would you do something to help me?
Something? I'd do anything.
Good. That's my girl.
Now, we'll dress her up, pass her off as your long-lost niece, and put her into society.
What for?
To get you married, of course. To somebody rich.
Then you could look after Mrs. Smith. She's lost all her money.
Jack, too?
Jack, too.
If I do this, would it help Jack continue his work, building his houses and all?
I suppose so.
Well, then I'll do it.
Mary, I've come to say goodbye.
So where are you going, Jack?
Somewhere where I can take a crack at building these houses.
Like this one, where Mr. and Mrs. Smith live.
Yeah.
Then I want you to keep this model while I'm gone, Mary. Meanwhile, I'm going to try to find a place where people would like to live in houses like this.
Well, I'd like to. And I'm from Kansas. Why not there?
Kansas? Why, Mary, that's an inspiration.
New towns are springing up all the night.
There's a lot of young gals are marrying a lot of young guys.
And they all need houses. This kind of house.
Mary, you solve their problem and mine.
Many builders there have been since the world began.
On every hillside and in every valley, the house that Jack built, with no Jack in his pocket. I'm going to Kansas, for Kansas I'm bound. I'm going to Kansas, where good things are found, where all life is funny and efforts are crowned, where regular money comes out of the ground, with all your silver stances and pussies I'm through. I'm looking for Kansas to dare and to do, way out there.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Giant Killer. Tell him to come back soon. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Moment for Act Two of Mary. What friendly, familiar sound comes to your mind when you think of the railroads that serve your community? Is it something like this? Yes, when you think about your railroads, you think first of the tremendous job of transportation they do. And that, of course, is their main job, providing the basic transportation your community and America need and must have. But transportation service isn't the only way in which the railroads contribute to your community. For example, do you know what important part the railroads play in making these sounds possible?
Why, those are the sounds of the school bell and fire engine, aren't they?
Right, and railroad tax money helps provide those services for you. Other railroad taxes go to help protect the health of your community, to help provide police protection, and to help build and maintain your public roads and streets. Now listen to these sounds. They're also a symbol of what your railroads mean to your community.
Those sound like cash registers ringing to me.
That's just what they are. They represent the money that enriches your community from wages paid to the railroad men and women who live and shop in your community. And they stand for money spent in your community for fuel, supplies, and materials needed by your railroad. Yes, in many ways, every individual railroad is a hometown partner of each one of the communities it serves, and a good friend and neighbor to every individual living and working in that community. Act two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Mary, starring Gordon McRae as Jack and Dorothy Kirsten as Mary.
Well, I went out to Kansas, and Mary stayed in Long Island to become the most sought-after debutante of the 20s.
Mary, that's with me.
Please, what is that? I don't understand all this attention.
After all, I'm not the girl that you call crazy. I'm not the kind that walks the day for me.
You're not the naughty kind.
No, not the naughty kind. For if compelled, the tide is always plain. I'm not the girl that you call queenly. She floats away to like the ringling.
You're not a smarty girl.
I'm just a hearty girl.
You always have a lot of fellows saying, Mary.
I think we ought to marry, what should I do?
Mary.
I think we ought to marry someone like you. He must be tender and true. And just as long as you, he must be truthful all through. And just as useful as you.
But then, of course, I know that Mary, another girl who has your manner and voice. Mary, another girl who has your way with a boy.
The one you are beneath, you must find all your
that, but what's happened? How did your houses turn out?
Terrible. I bought a piece of ground, set up one of my houses, and dug a well.
Well?
Well, I struck oil.
Oil? Oh, you poor boy!
Oh, dear mother, let me tell you about digging for oil. It's great. But it's really wonderful.
Way out west meets the burning sky. Way out west where the oil fields lie. Night and day you hear men cry. Deeper, the digger deeper. All day long you can hear the plink. Plink, plink, plink of the drills that clink. Clink as the black holes ever sing. And up and down as the stars will swing. This is the song that the oil men sing. We're going deeper, down, down, down into the ground. Crashing through 1,000 feet of soil. Smashing walls that hide the ancient oil. We're going deeper, downward, final we are bound. There maybe we'll lose the dark old drill, but under we'll go deeper still.
Deeper, deeper, going deeper, down, down, down into the ground. Crashing through 1,000 feet of soil.
Mom, you know how much I've been offered for my land in Kansas?
How much?
$6 million.
$6 million?
I turned it down.
Oh, Jack, I'm going to
phone. Oh, no, Mom, I can get $60 million for it.
Oh, Jack, I always knew you were the brainy one in this family. Oh, my goodness. Now I don't have to get married off to a rich man.
Oh, yes, you do. I've got that rich man all picked out for us. Where is he?
Out in the garden.
Mary? Mary, where are you?
Jack. Oh, Jack, you've come home.
Yeah, I'm home. And I brought home a rich man for you to marry, too.
A rich man? Who?
Me.
Oh, I think I'd like that. If you'll promise me one thing.
Anything.
If you'll keep building houses like the one Mr. and Mrs. Smith live in.
Oh, on every hillside and in every valley. And you know something? The first one is going to be for us.
There's a small room.
Kirsten will be back in just a moment. And our thanks to Nora Marlowe, Tom Tully, and to our entire company. Mary, with book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and Frank Mandel, and music by Lewis Hirsch, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
What do your railroads mean to your community? Actually, they're much more than a safe, comfortable, convenient way to get from here to there. They're much more even than part of the nation's basic transportation system, moving more tons of freight more miles than all other forms of transportation combined. Fundamentally, they're independent local businesses deeply rooted in the communities they serve, active in local affairs, active taxpayers and purchasers of the things your town sells. They aim always to be good neighbors and good citizens.
Thank you, Marvin. And now, folks, here again is our lovely guest, Miss Dorothy Kirsten.
Gordon, it was great fun reviving this charming hit of the 20s.
Well, as the saying goes, Dorothy, I've been rich, I've been poor, Better rich. Anyhow, you were a wonderful marriage, Dorothy, and it's no surprise that every man in the company wanted to marry you.
What girl are you running after next week, Gordon?
You.
Oh, great.
Here's a sample of the music. Yep, Johann Strauss's great Rosalinda.
What is next? See you next Monday. Night, Gordon.
Good night, Dorothy.
All aboard.
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night, and Rosalinda, this is your friend Gordon McRae saying goodbye. Mary was presented by special arrangement with the Pam's Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae may soon be seen co-starring in By the Light of the Silvery Moon in Technicolor. Our choir was under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music was prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Until next week, this is Marvin Miller saying good night for the American Railroad. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC. Tonight, the voice of Firestone features Eugene Conley on NBC.